Bill, could you talk about, why is an offensive lineman have to play all the positions but other positions don't? How come they can?
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I would say that if you go position by position, for instance, if you look at our defensive line position, even though we don't have a number of players there, we do have guys that are versatile. You know, we line up guys at defensive end and at nose. I think if you look at our secondary, we've lined guys up, not necessarily in these first three games, but we've lined guys up in the past at corner, at safety. So, you know, I think we look for versatility at a lot of positions, not every single one. But I think on the offensive line, because there is a similar skill set to all five of those positions, that the more versatile you have player-wise, the better able you're going to be able to help fill some holes when there are some injuries. So, like on game day, if you decide to bring seven or you decide to bring eight, clearly you can't bring 10. So those guys that you bring, the next two after the five that start the game, they have to be versatile, because if somebody goes down, they have to be able to fill in at a number of different positions. So I think that's the biggest reason why.
Yeah, what did you see from Bernardrick McKinney in his first start as he got plugged in there, an inside backer?
I think he played 20-plus snaps, and I thought he played well. I thought he understood the game plan, and I think he's a guy that will continue to get better and better. He's got a really good work ethic, got a good nose for the ball, and I thought overall he played a good game.
Kevin Johnson was talking about Julio Jones and the kind of challenge that poses. How much does that just kind of – you obviously have a lot of players can prepare for, but just in terms of extra preparation building for a guy like him?
With all due respect to Kevin Johnson, I don't think he understands quite the problems that Julio Jones presents, having only played three games in this league. But Julio Jones is one of the best receivers in our league. He's big, he's fast, he's got great hands, good route runner. He's just a great player, so – You know, it's a big, big challenge for us. And then, you know, combine that with an excellent quarterback and Matt Ryan, you know, you got a big challenge there. So we understand the challenge, and we're going to put together as good a game plan as we can and have a good week of practice and get ready to go play.
Bill, with you guys at 1-2 and they at 3-0, how good do they look right now when you watch them on film and just their potential offensively and defensively?
They're a good team. They're well coached. Coach Quinn's done a really good job there. He's an excellent football coach, known about him for a long time. Got a lot of respect for him. They've got good players on both sides of the ball. They're playing fast on defense. They're doing a good job on special teams. Obviously, offensively, they got a lot of weapons combined with a great quarterback. So, you know, like I said, we've got a big challenge. Our guys are very attentive in the meetings this morning, looking to correct the mistakes from yesterday and move on to the game plan here on Wednesday and get going for Atlanta.
Well, are you hopeful of Arian possibly returning this week? Do you feel like he's progressing to that point where it's a maybe?
I think we're close. I don't know that answer today, but I think he's, you know, he's been out there the past couple weeks of practice and it's looked pretty good. I think, again, you know, anytime we have a veteran player like that we're dealing with that type of injury, I think we listen a lot to that player. And, you know, basically, how do you feel? And, you know, we'll go on that a little bit, and then we'll go on what our doctors say, and then we'll go from there.
With Arian, you know, you have this game, and then you have the Colts on a Thursday night. Will that scheduling thing factor into when he returns?
I think that's a fair question, Tanya, but I don't think it can factor in. I think we've got to do whatever we got to do to win this game. We're not thinking about, the following game. We're thinking about this game. Actually, we're thinking about the things we need to correct from yesterday, and then we're moving on to Atlanta. You know, I think as a head coach, I have a bigger picture kind of in my mind as far as how we're going to get ready for that next game. I understand that. But as far as the players and the coaching staff are concerned, it's all about Atlanta.
Do you expect Dwayne back, and how worried are you about Brooks?
I think Brooks will be fine, John. And I think that Dwayne, in a similar conversation to like the Arian thought there, I think Dwayne is very close to being back to being able to play.
What did you see from Mallett that was maybe better than the first start in this start?
Well, I think that there certainly are things to improve on. But I thought that he managed the game better. I think he got us into the right play better. I thought his mechanics were better. He was tighter in the pocket. He was a bit more accurate. He completed more balls. I think we were more balanced, and I think that helped him. We were able to run the football. I thought he did a good job on third down. You know, we were 44% on third down, which is pretty good considering that, you know, our defense did a great job against their offense on third down. I think they were 8%. They had one third down conversion. We had 8 third down conversions, and I think a lot of that had to do with our receivers and our line, but Mal delivering the ball on time and accurately. So, and then there's things we need to improve on. You know, again, he's only played 4 games really in this league, and I think the more he plays, I think he said it after the game. You know, I heard him say that whether it was high school or college, the more I play, the more comfortable I get, the more confidence, the better I get. That's usually the case with most of us. You know, the more you do things, the better you get at it. So hopefully we'll see that.
Could you talk about Abushi? And yep. If he continues to play the way he played on short notice, could that job be his?
Oh, I think that job will always be competitive, that left guard job. You know, I really do. I think that that will be a competitive situation every week. But I do think that you have to give O'Day a lot of credit. You know, he was signed, I think, 8 days ago and had to come in there and block, you know, with his line mates there, had to block that front with Gerald McCoy and company. And, you know, Gerald McCoy made his share of plays. But, you know, at the end of the day, we were able to run the ball pretty well. And I thought we protected pretty well. And O'Day's got a lot of things to improve upon, like we all do. But you know, I thought for that situation, he played well.
When you with the running backs, did you kind of go with the hot hand there, or was the
say that again, Tanya? I'm sorry.
When you know with the way you use the running backs, was that kind of a situation of going with the hot hand, or did you plan to have Blue much more involved? You know, take a bulk of the carries.
No, I think we as the game went on, we felt like Blue was in a pretty good rhythm, and. We felt like Chris Polk had a couple nice runs for us there, you know, and he was doing his job. And Grimesy went in there and had a couple things, especially in the passing game where he protected well and he had his role in the game, caught a pass, you know, did some things in the passing game. But it was Blue's, in this particular game, it was Blue's running game, if that makes sense. And I thought he, along with the line, I gave him the game ball offensively this morning, but I told him to turn around because he sits right near the lineman to make sure he thanks those guys and the tight ends and the fullback. Because those guys, you know, blocked well for him.
With Jay Prosh, and obviously he got involved a little bit. How nice is it to be able to, you know, give him the football a little bit? Because he's usually, you know, just kind of human battering ram out there.
Yeah, give credit to Jay. You know, I thought that, especially that one run he had where he really moved the pile. You know, I thought that was a really good run for our team. You know, for our team to see that physicality and everybody kind of moving the pile with him churning his legs. And, you know, he's got some things to improve on, but he did a good job, you know, running the ball there on those two plays. And, you know, those are the types of things we need him to do, need him to continue to lead block, help us on special teams. But he played 21 plays on offense, which is good. That's good.
Is this more of a fluke stat, or you've outscored all your opponents in the first, third, and fourth quarter, but in the second quarter – y'all have been outscored by 29 points.
Yeah.
Kansas City 13-3, Carolina 10-0, and Tampa Bay 9-0. What do you contribute that to?
I don't know, Jason, but we got to fix that. You know, I don't know what that is. I've seen that too, and I think we need to fix that. We need to start these games better overall, especially on offense. We have to start better. You know, I think yesterday was the first time that we had really kind of played with a lead, which is good. You know, and then our defense played real well yesterday overall. So we need to start better. But that second quarter, there's a lull there that we gotta figure that out. You're right. And, you know, we'll continue to try to figure what that is.
Bill, the Falcons have had a couple of down years, but Matt Ryan seems to be back again. What do you see in him as a quarterback and, you know, just how he stands in this league?
Yeah, he's an elite quarterback. He's smart. He's accurate. He's big, so he can see the coverage. He's got a nice high release. He's got a quick release. He's an excellent player. You know, I've been following him for a long time. He won't even remember this, but I went to his high school when he was coming out. I was at Georgia Tech and tried to get him to come from Philadelphia to Georgia Tech. He obviously went to Boston College, and the rest is history. But I've known about him for a long, long time, and he's a really good player. He was here last year during training camp. Great guy, good with his teammates. So, you know, he's a good player. We got a lot of respect for him.
When you're up 16-9 yesterday, what's the thought process behind the 1 point versus the chance of going for 2?
There was a thought. It was definitely a thought. I felt like at that time that the defense was playing well. It was a conversation that we had, and I made the decision to go for 1 right there because I think the way the game was going, even though maybe the card said go for two. You know, I felt like just let's kick the extra point and let our defense go keep playing well, and that's kind of what happened.